Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen here on 1320 WILS. If mortgage fraud in Ingham County wasn't bad enough, officials now finding that a company created by the mortgage banking industry 16 years ago to act as the owner of record is itself ripping the county and state off by not paying taxes. To talk about exactly how this is being done, I'm joined by Curtis Hertel Jr. He's the Ingham County Register of Deeds. Welcome to the program, Curtis.
Thank you for having me.
Now, there's some breaking news, I know, when it comes to this mortgage, I guess it's known as MERS, the Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems. Can you let me know what that is?
Unfortunately, the Supreme Court has overturned the Court of Appeals and made the foreclosures that were illegally done by MERS now declared legal. This is a dramatic step. They did this with only 15 minute arguments on both sides on strictly partisan lines. And basically what it does now is allows for MERS, which is a shadow registry system, they're not a bank, they have no interest loans, to actually go ahead and foreclose on people again. And all it does is take due process and time away from individual citizens.
Now, MERS itself, what is it exactly, and what role is it really supposed to play in the mortgage banking industry?
They're a shadow registry system. They were created to avoid fees in offices like mine, that's on their own website, and to allow for securitization of loans on the open market. Unfortunately, in Michigan, they started acting like a bank as well, actually pushing people through foreclosure. Now, MERS has 35 million loans, half of all residential mortgage loans in the country, and only 55 employees. So how do you get around that? What they've done is hired 2,000 vice presidents. These are foreclosure firm lawyers who are now vice presidents of MERS and now vice presidents of the bank, effectively by the Supreme Court decision, that actually get to push people towards foreclosure.
How is this not attracting the attention of federal and state lawmakers to take action against MERS?
Now, unfortunately, there's a lot of money involved. We have in Michigan, for example, the Supreme Court, which is each justice that actually voted for this was heavily funded by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, which is heavily funded by these banks. So they go ahead and they invest all this money in lobbying lawmakers and lobbying judges and lobbying Congress, and they get away with what I would consider theft. These are really honestly, we have people that are working on modifications with their bank and will get the rug torn out from underneath them by this system. We have one citizen who actually made every payment on a modification and was still foreclosed upon because of this system. It is absolutely wrong. What's happening already is wrong, and the Supreme Court just made it easier.
So from what I understand, MERS then, it's able to buy mortgages, but does it not then sell them to other banks sometimes?
Or They don't buy them. According to them, if you actually talk to them, they are a nominee for the lender. Now, the nominee for the lender is not actually in law anywhere. It's actually sort of a made up term that they use to be part of the mortgage process. But that's the issue. They don't actually hold any interest in these loans. They're just really a paper pushing system that unfortunately has made it much easier to sell loans on Wall Street, which takes the banks out of having skin in the game in this process, and also have hired foreclosure attorneys to be the bank's vice president, which means Why would a foreclosure company want to give someone a modification? They don't care. So, and their job is to foreclose.
So really, there's another lender that actually holds the mortgage, and MERS is, I guess, representing them somehow without actually owning the mortgage themselves.
I know it sounds confusing, and it is confusing. It's meant to be confusing. The average citizen has no ability to actually hold their loan, neither does any government official. It is a basic shell game that is created to keep information of where bad loans are away from federal regulators and people in my office and to avoid fees. And it's a crime against the people that this has been allowed to happen for so long.
Is that information though not available to the public in any way, who the real lender is?
The only way that you can actually find out who your actual lender is to go on the MERS system. Now, a couple things. One, the average citizen has no idea that they're actually they're loaded in the MERS system, so why would they go online and search it out? But if you go to their system, you can also look at, give them your Social Security number, which why would we always tell people, don't give your Social Security number to private corporations that you're unsolicited to. But you could do that, go and give them your Social Security number, and we're told they're accurate some of the time. Not all the time, and it's not a response to any government agency. They'll claim that, yes, you could find it, but you'd have to be Sherlock Holmes to actually figure out who actually owns your mortgage, because why would you actually know that MERS is involved?
I'm talking to Curtis Hertel, Jr., Ingham County Register of Deeds. Now, Curtis, apparently the idea behind MERS is to allow banks and other financial institutions to avoid the fees and potential delays that come with recording every transaction or transfer of ownership in every mortgage with local Register of Deeds. So doing that in itself, that is a legal thing to do, right?
Yeah, I'm not saying it's illegal. I think that when they start acting like a bank, it's illegal. When they start actually foreclosing on people, and when they start claiming that there's no value to these properties that they actually purchased for tens of thousands of dollars, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars at sale, and so to avoid transfer taxes, that's what I think is illegal.
So what about this tax situation now? They're finding ways to avoid paying taxes in Ingham County and the state. How are they going about that?
When they go and purchase a house at sale at foreclosure, when they were able to foreclose, which now apparently are able to again, they would purchase it for large sums of money. At that point, they would then transfer it out to a bank, and then they would claim that the actual transfer was for under $100. Now, that doesn't make any sense. One, anybody can tell that somebody doesn't buy a property for tens of thousands of dollars and then transfers it for a dollar. It wouldn't make any financial sense. Beyond that, MERS became the rightful owner of the property at a time when there was a foreclosure. Even though they didn't hold the debt before that, they're now the rightful owner of that property. And when you become the rightful owner, you have to declare the true value when transferring it to another company. They avoided that completely by trying to use an exemption that's really meant for family members. I mean, it's meant for me trying to put my grandmother on my house. It's not meant for large corporations to avoid taxes that go to school kids.
Is there anything that you yourself, as the Register of Deeds, can do about this?
We're suing them. We're suing MERS to get that money back. Unfortunately, my office isn't able to reject documents based on what my thoughts are or the law. We're only able to reject documents that are based on whether they're in recordable form. So my only avenue is to sue them, and that's what we're doing in court to get the money back. And the money on a local level goes to pay for public health programs and police, fire, safety, those things. But the most important is the state money. That state money actually goes to the school aid fund. So we're talking about money that goes directly into our kids' education.
I see. Now, MERS has been around for, about 16 years or so. Has this been their practice all along, or is this a new development from what you can tell?
It's evolved. I would say that it started out as a shadow registry system. They fully merged and moved towards becoming more and more aggressive. And over the last 5 years, has really started acting like a bank when the foreclosure crisis hit as strongly as it did.
Well, and it sounds like with the Supreme Court ruling today, they're likely to continue with what they're doing without any hesitation.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't call into question our lawsuit. It doesn't call into question the fact that we're going to keep fighting. You know, we've hired an attorney in the county to handle these foreclosure fraud cases. We're still open for business. We're still fighting for Ingham County citizens. But, you know, this does put a damper on some of the things we've been working on, and I really think that the Supreme Court made a bad decision today.
Ingham County Register of Deeds, Curtis Hertel, Jr., thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.